All right, it is our Easter hangover show. Welcome, welcome. Monday morning on the John DeBella Show, April 5th. Happy Discount Candy Day. As if you even have room for any more after Easter. I posted on my Instagram, is Easter the new candy holiday? Does it trump Halloween these days? I thought it was kind of a hot take. Apparently not. 60% of my friends agreed with me. There's enough candy in our house right now. I mean, Wonka didn't have this much chocolate in his factory. I had to clear drawers to make room for it all. That's how insane it was at our house over the weekend. Hopefully you had a nice Easter. We were back this morning. We talked the NCAA finals, which are tonight. Cash Me Outside Girl, remember her? Well, apparently hundreds of thousands of dudes did. She broke a record over the weekend that has us fearing for the future of humanity. We shared four random facts and thinned the herd as we always do. Talked a little Godzilla versus Kong and heard some April Fool's pranks that either fell flat or almost worked. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I know, Steve, you're in shock over the fact that it's come down to Baylor and Gonzaga.
Well, you know, the two best teams in the country.
Right? You know?
Well, almost not.
Barely.
Yeah, UCLA had to come to the wire.
I was sweating that one out.
Yeah. By the way, did you watch the UCLA game?
Not a dribble.
Because
not a single dribble.
Bill Rafferty was the announcer.
Love him.
After the Gonzaga player made that 3-point shot.
Sure.
Okay, all right. Rafferty described the shot as a step back Jack lose a little lingerie shot.
I mean, he is a national treasure.
Right? What the hell does that even mean?
Yeah, please describe.
What does that mean?
Decode that for us.
Step back Jack lose a little lingerie.
I don't know. He says sometimes when guys make big shots, he yells, onions! It's because they got stones on them to make a shot like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, a little kiss. I love Bill Raftery. Listen, if Vitale could make a career by calling somebody a diaper dandy on ESPN for years, I think Bill Raftery can do whatever the hell he wants on CBS.
That's right, baby.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Does the name Daniela Brigoli mean anything to you?
Yes. Cash Me Outside. How about that?
Yeah. Cash Me Out. The Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil.
Yep.
All right, now, when that happened, I guess, you know, we had it for a laugh. We figured she would be forgotten about for, you know, 3, maybe 6 months. She would be over with, right? That's not what happened. All right. Danielle became a rapper known as
Bad Baby, right?
Right. Is that what it's supposed to be?
BHAD.
Oh, you're a rapper, so you got to spell it wrong.
Right. So it's Bahad Bahabi. Yeah, right. So horrible. Anyway, so that continued to grow her fame and fortune, and she turned 18 last weekend.
Yeah.
And as gross as it sounds, it seems a lot of guys were waiting for that because she joined OnlyFans.
Of course she did.
All right, and made $1 million in 6 hours Blue Bella Thorne out of the water. Okay. It took her 24.
Make a list. Who subscribed? Put them on a list. Right. Yeah. Lock them up.
Right. Yep. That's it. All right. She made $750,000 on subscriptions, $5,500 on tips, and $267,000 on direct message tips.
Everyone who paid her anything needs to be given, like, what this vaccine passport they're talking about.
It needs to be
an OnlyFans passport. So this way, businesses can say, no, I don't think so. You can't come in here.
You don't get to come in here at all.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Now, I didn't hear you say anything about it, but is there any news on that sinkhole on Chemical Road?
I think it's still closed.
It's still closed?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was until further notice.
what hell between the Blue Route, poor Dave trying to get home.
It's not fun.
Right. Between the Blue Route and Chemical Road being out. Oh, my God. I had to go to Lowe's in Plymouth Meeting, and then.
Wait, what? You at Lowe's?
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
What? They did, stop the presses.
They actually didn't have something at Home Depot, and I ended up at Lowe's. Right, and but that's okay. They didn't have it either. So I decided to go from Lowe's over to the Home Depot, which is also in Plymouth Meeting.
Okay, right? was it like a mile away?
Not even.
Really?
Not even a mile away. 35 minutes. Oof. 35 minutes.
All right, I'm going home. I'll see you guys.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
If you leave now, you'll be here in time for tomorrow's show. All right, well, it is Monday morning, and that means...
And now, it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, Cindy, get us going.
Okay, the U.S. Forest Service created Smokey Bear in 1944 after their deal ran out with Disney to use Bimby on their forest fire prevention posters.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And I'm glad that you changed it to Smokey Bear and not Smokey the Bear. Yeah, because he is Smokey Bear, and somewhere along the line, someone threw a "the" in there.
It's another random fact.
Yeah. So, Steve?
There are 76 colleges whose sports team nickname is the Eagles. Tigers is the second most common with 46 schools, and then Bulldogs is third with 40 schools.
Dave?
Idaho is the only state that has a specific law banning cannibalism.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
only allowed to eat taters.
People go so well with taters that they had to make it a law.
Yeah, I get it.
And this is really strange. The last shot of the Civil War was fired on June 28, 1865, almost 2 months after the war ended. And here's the strangest part. Off the coast of Alaska.
What?
A Confederate warship hadn't gotten word that the war was over and destroyed 24 Union boats.
Oh, no.
And there are your random thoughts for this morning.
Oh!
Random
facts.
The John Bella Podcast. John DeBella. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So John Hartman was the original drummer in the Doobie Brothers through most of the 70s. John was there. And when it comes to the song Rockin' Down the Highway, he really gives the credit to Ted Templeton and their then engineer, Don Landy, about taking a song that was really just like a basement song and turning it into a hit. Here's his explanation.
Most of that stuff on Chalice Street was basement songs. And that means Tommy and I were down in the basement jamming this thing and coming up with some of that stuff. Rockin' Down the Highway is one of those songs. And to see it go from a real rough cut basement jam song into a full-fledged production was a neat experience.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anybody watch Godzilla versus Kong?
Yeah, I started it. It's great if you want to watch monsters punch each other for 2 hours.
Yay.
Well, 30 minutes at our show.
What about you, Sin? Did you watch it? No, no, no.
Nah.
Steve?
No, I was busy watching I Care a Lot on Netflix.
Oh, I want to see that too.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
That is good.
Let me describe it this way. When you watch the whole thing, Dave, it ends up, it's a buddy movie.
Okay.
It's going to end up a buddy mode. But it has, how far into it did you get?
About a half hour.
Opening credits.
What's the name? Is it Millie Bobby Brown? Is that the
Sure. Stranger Things.
She's in it. She's going to turn into one hell of an actress. I mean, that Sherlock Holmes or thing that she did where she was Sherlock Holmes' niece, right?
Sister.
That was really good. Sister?
Enola
Holmes. All right. That was really good. But she's good in the movie, but there's so much preposterous going on in this film.
You know, that's what you want.
But especially there's a massive evacuation happening. You know, and she pops up screaming dad and her father finds her. You know, come on.
Movie magic.
You know, like some of it. But I'm telling you, when you get to the end of the movie, you realize, oh, this is a buddy film. Oh, okay. But I enjoyed it, you know. It killed 2 hours.
Yeah, so. I'm going to watch it with my 4-year-old son. And then I'm going to spend the rest of the week, you know, dodging things that he's throwing at me. Punches, towers of Legos, rampage.
It is, although the Kong GCI, right, is incredible.
He has a sweet beard in it, too.
Yeah, it's really, really
good. Like a North Philly beard.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja. Yeah. Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Send the herd.
All right, this is kind of like dropping your wallet in the middle of the ocean. You know, it's gone. Deal with it. 24-year-old Jacob Peck of Huntington, West Virginia, recently lost his wallet, and someone must have turned it in because it ended up at a police station. And he showed up to get it, even though he knew there were drugs in the wallet.
Wow.
Okay. Obviously, his ID was there, but it's not clear if they could have charged him if he stayed away. When he showed up, though, he brought a police dog. They brought a police dog out to where he was, and the dog indicated that there were also drugs in his truck.
Right.
So they searched the truck and found heroin, crystal meth, heroin laced with fentanyl, scales for weighing drugs, and a little marijuana here and there. Right. He's facing the possession charge with an intent to sell.
In the herd.
Steve?
All right, we go to McDonald's in Lady Lake, Florida, where the cops were called and said a woman was weaving back and forth in the drive-thru lane. They showed up and found 31-year-old Brandy Stanley sitting in the parking lot eating in her car with the engine still running. Her eyes were glassy, she smelled like alcohol, and she could barely stand. So they arrested her for drunk driving. Now, when they got her to jail, she started screaming and freaking out and had to be restrained, which is when they ended up finding 8 airplane bottles of vodka hidden in her boobs.
Oh, I love those.
Yes. One of the bottles was empty. It's not clear if she had drank it earlier or if she drank it in the back of the cop car. She was charged with DUI.
Is there a deposit on those? Maybe that's why she was holding them.
In the herd.
What do you got, Dave?
So if you're going to mess up your life over a food, chicken nuggets, probably as worthy as anything. A 23-year-old woman named Lillian Barnett in Bedford County, Tennessee. Last week, she got in a massive argument with her girlfriend over chicken nuggets.
All right.
And we don't exactly know what they were fighting about, but it got physical. And when a cop came to arrest Lillian, she bit him, maybe because she was still hungry from not getting her nugs. Anyway, she's facing a ton of charges, aggravated assault on an officer, domestic assault, disorderly conduct, and still hasn't gotten her nugs.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, you know, sooner or later we were going to get a spring break story, even with all the curfews and all the stuff that's going on. And it did get out of control, as it always does down there in Florida. But it seems a 48-year-old guy named Grant Mueller from Largo, Florida, posted on Facebook that he was hitting up spring break. And 6 days later, he and a 41-year-old woman named Lauren Baugh were, made those spring break dreams come true, at least for themselves. It seems that one afternoon, 1:45 in the afternoon, in the middle of spring break, the cops in Largo got a call about a couple doing raunchy things to each other in broad daylight right in front of a veterans memorial.
Hot.
When the cops got there, they found Laura lying on her back with her lady parts exposed and free to the wind, and Grant in front of her doing a favor.
For the vets, John.
Right. Grant was arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior, and Lauren was arrested for exposure of sexual organs.
In the herd.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
Did anybody get fooled for April Fool's? We weren't together on Friday, so
no.
I'm curious.
No.
Negative.
We were right about Green Giant and Peeps, that was, you know, that was their April Fool's joke. They came up with a cauliflower flavored
right.
Peeps.
Which is no flavor. Right.
All right. Velveeta made an ad for a fake line of skincare products made out of liquid cheese.
Okay.
All right.
I did see something I didn't get me, but some Eagles blog tweeted out that the Eagles had fired Howie Roseman.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
oh, that was just for you.
Please.
That was just for you. All right. Jif made exfoliating face masks made out of peanut butter.
All right.
My wife would do that, even if it's a joke.
Right. Lego made an ad for smart bricks that move out of your way so you don't step on
them.
All right. And and did you see the Dave Grohl one?
No, I didn't.
Dave goes, and it was elaborate. It was a press release. It was elaborate that Dave Grohl was playing the part of a Bond villain in No Time to Die.
Okay.
All right.
Foofinger.
All right, right. No. Close. Huh. Right. Drumfinger.
I see where I went.
Really? Okay. All right. Now you want me to believe that? I was buying into it for a little bit, but, you know, Drumfinger? I don't think so.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I'm an idiot.
Has everyone gone nuts?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.